Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Silvery creatures approximately 20 centimetres long, believed to be small eels, were discovered in a drinking water supply plant in Rathvilly in County Carlow during an inspection at the end of June. And the details are contained in a report by the Environmental Protection Agency, which was released this week. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the EPA. Good morning to you, Noel.
Good morning, Claire.
So this was a routine inspection, was it?
Yeah, this was a planned inspection on the 23rd of June by the EPA. It was in response to the detection of a parasite, Cryptosporidium, that was found in the supply on the 11th of May. So the purpose of our inspection on that date was to identify the cause of this crypto detection and then look to see, obviously, what needs to be done in relation to solve that. And from our findings on that day, we did determine that, the issue was caused by deterioration in the raw water quality the day before it was detected, and then obviously deficiencies in the Rathvilly water plant also, that it needs to be upgraded in certain respects. And so, since that audit, Claire, the EPA has put the plant on its priority list for improvements, so that while the water might be safe today, we want to ensure that it's secure for the future. So this is Irish Water will need to address it then at that point.
So it is safe today, is that what you're saying?
Yes, the water is safe today, but the reason we put on the remedial action is because it is we want to be sure that it's secure for tomorrow. So there's a number of deficiencies at the plant in Rathvilly that we want Irish Water to address. The fact that it's gone onto the remedial action list now, Irish Water need to come back to the EPA with a plan by the 30th of September to say, this is what we're going to do at the plant and this is the timelines we're going to do to address it in. So we'll wait on that to hear from Irish Water on what's their plans and timelines.
And the silvery creatures, Noel, the things that were 20 centimetres long, were they small eels?
Well, yes, when we were on site, the auditors, when they were going around to do their inspection, they did notice when they went to look at the filters at the plant that there was little aquatic life creatures, which looked, yes, for eels on the surface of those filters. Now, I suppose important here for your listeners to realise this wasn't in the final treated water. If you like, this is in the early stages of the treatment process. And yet they had got through the screens, through the plant. Now, they shouldn't effectively get through the screens. They should be stopped at that stage from getting through. So one of the deficiencies at the plant, which will be catered for in the upgrade works, is to look at how they can improve the filters so that these, so some of the aquatic life can't get into this stage.
So were the eels affecting the quality of the end product of the water that was the consumer's water?
No, they wouldn't have been. In fact, what would happen with the eels, they will probably live there on top of the filter media. They won't be able to get through it. So that's like your level of protection there. And then you also have chlorination after the filter media. So in essence, those eels would live there until they would come to their end of life. Then they would just become organic matter as
okay.
such.
But you don't want them there because they shouldn't be getting through, is what you said.
Yeah, they're unsightly, really. They shouldn't be there. This is a treatment process for drinking. And any of your listeners listen to that, we can't think, God, I don't want to think of eels. Even if it is in the early stage of the process, I don't want to think of them there. So what was identified Irish Water during the audit is that they actually need to upgrade their screens at the end of works to ensure that this aquatic life doesn't get through. Mm-hmm. I think we can reassure your listeners, it was in the early stage of the process. There was layers of protection after that, like the filters, like the chlorination. So when these eels ultimately would die off, you know, that would treat that so it wouldn't get through and the water would be safe and secure from that perspective.
So you're not going to see an eel emerge from the tap? That's
no, you're not going to see an eel emerge from the
tap. Had the eels anything to do with the Cryptosporidium?
No, that's a separate issue. The Cryptosporidium is a parasite that generally, you know, can live in animals and in the intestines of animals. So that's a kind of a separate thing. But obviously there's a risk then that, crypto can get into, if you have certain conditions. Now, the conditions that were found in Rathvilly on the day of, well, when they looked at the data from the day of the detection, was that you had a deterioration in the raw water quality. And if you have a deterioration in the raw water quality, that can affect the processes that are in the plant. And when the inspectors looked at the plant at the time as well, you know, the plant, it's an old plant and it has deficiencies there, so they need to be improved to protect that. But all the samples since that date now have been compliant and there hasn't been any further crypto detected. But from the EPA's perspective, we looked at the issues that were identified at the plant. We said, this plant needs to be upgraded. So there's works that need to be done here and it has to go on our priority list that requires actions for Irish Water to complete.
And you're confident, are you, that action will be taken?
Yes, when we put issues on the our remedial action list, Irish Water have to address those. Now, if for some reason Irish Water doesn't take them seriously and doesn't put measures in place to address them, then we can take further action in that respect, and you can issue directions and so forth to Irish Water to make sure that they are addressed. But invariably, Irish Water, they do take our remedial action list very seriously, and they do address them. There's 53 supplies currently on our remedial action list, serving roughly 450,000 people. And with the exception of five of those sites, we have a plan in place for those. But we would say to Irish Water, in relation to those other five sites that don't have plans at the moment, we need to see plans in place for those.
So Irish Water has urgent work to do at 53 sites.
There's 53 sites on our remedial action list, and that information is available on the EPA website, so people can go in and see. Now, these sites, they are safe to drink, but what we're saying here is we want to ensure that they're safe tomorrow and into the future. So Irish Water need to do works at these sites so that these are addressed. And they have timeframes there, as I say, for most of them there, with the exception of five that have been on the list that we've asked, and now we want to see plans in place for these and to get these addressed. Mm-hmm. And that's where they are targeting their efforts, but that's what we've been asking them to put their efforts into those areas. These are the most important ones from the EPA's perspective.
Interesting to talk to you, Noel. Noel Byrne, Programme Manager with the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, if you're heading back into the work, back into the office after months of working from home, we have some advice for you after the break on what you might decide to wear and upgrading your wardrobe. That's coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.